If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Bethany from Fall City is. Bethany, are you there?
I am.
Bethany, were you listening to the men's room around 5:40 yesterday to hear the cheat sheet?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
That's okay, Bethany.
It's an even playing field.
Yes.
All right,
we're both individuals of integrity.
Sure. All right, get out of here, Steve.
Or we're just not firing yet.
For those playing at home, Bethany has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
What is the capital of France?
Not Paris.
Yes. What is the main ingredient in chocolate?
Cocoa.
Yes. What movie has the most 2025 Oscar nominations?
Pass.
Which soft drink was invented during World War II?
Coke.
No.
Sprite.
No.
Pepsi.
No. What country is the world's largest producer of cars?
Japan.
No.
America.
No.
Korea.
No. What Beatles member was shot and killed?
Oh my gosh. Pass.
What type of nuts are a Hawaiian staple?
Macadamia.
Correct. Which was the first live-action Disney remake to receive a PG-13 rating?
Cinderella.
No.
Little Mermaid.
No. Bethany, you got 3 correct.
Crap.
I really wish Taryn could be your lifeline with this one. Because,
or just check out the cheat sheet next time.
Yes. Or,
yes. It's better off when you're, radio and not listening.
Yeah, with the timer, there is pressure. And you never know. Steve could be off his game. Are you ready?
Let's hope.
All right.
What is the capital of France?
Paris.
Correct. What is the main ingredient in chocolate?
I'm glad I know other place in France. What main ingredient in chocolate?
Yeah.
Cocoa.
Correct. What movie has the most 2025 Oscar nominations?
I'm going to go with The Terminator.
No. What?
I don't know. Suffocation? Is that what it is?
No, it's
Suffocate.
Not. Suffocate? No. Which soft drink was invented during World War II?
World War II. Dr. Pepper?
No.
Coca-Cola?
No.
Pepsi?
No.
Mountain Dew?
No. What country is the world's largest producer of cars?
Germany?
No.
America?
No.
Canada?
No. What Beatles member was shot and killed?
John Lennon.
Correct. What type of nut are a Hawaiian staple?
These.
No, sorry. Absolutely not.
Macadamia.
Correct. Which was the first live-action Disney remake to receive a PG-13 rating?
Little Mermaid?
No.
Cinderella Does Dallas.
No.
Wow.
I don't know.
That might be rated R.
I mean, I've seen it, and it's not good.
Steve, you got 4 correct.
Bad.
And I hate to say it, it is bad, but it's still a win. 4-3. Bethany, that was so close.
So close.
Have a good one, Bethany.
She'll get you next time. You and Bethany both really could have done a lot better if you listen to the cheat sheet, I'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Because, Taryn, what movie has the most 2025 Oscar nominations?
Well, that would be Emilia Perez, of course.
Of course.
That's
Everyone
a movie?
That. Yeah.
I saw that on like the all the celebrity sites, so that you go through some stuff. I thought that was an actress that got a lot of nominations.
It's definitely a movie, which we, all of us, will probably never see.
No.
The soft drink that was invented during World War II.
Wanna Fanta. Don't you wanna Fanta.
Don't you wanna Fanta. And what country is the world's largest producer of cars?
China.
Yes. And which was the first I know, she's so smart. Which was the first live action Disney remake to receive a PG-13 rating?
Was it Beauty and the Beast?
No.
Lion King.
Mulan.
Oh,
really?
Yes, I know. The more you know. Somehow you still won, Steve, so congrats.
Now I kind of want to watch it.
Yeah.
Because it's a Disney movie on the edge.
Ooh.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.